we get a chance over the next 2 weeks to meet with so many of the Come See Me team leaders. Remember, the Come See Me Festival, still to date, as far as we know, is South Carolina's largest all-volunteer festival, which means there is only one paid employee. And if it's up to us, we think she should get double, but we don't make those decisions. But yeah, it's just all ran by volunteers. So folks that have busy lives already, but they know about the importance of Come See Me and what this festival means to our city. It's part of our city's DNA. So again, over the next 2 weeks, we get an opportunity to meet these team leaders. These are individuals that are overseeing so many of the different events. And as Ashley mentioned, we've got Jeb Carlisle here, and Jeb is responsible for the Come See Me road races. And good morning to you, Jeb.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're our first official Come See Me team leader interview.
Look at that.
History in the making.
Let's go. Let's
oh,
go.
My goodness. All right, so this is an event you and your wife, Jennifer, have been involved in. You're both runners.
That's right.
So why? What? Other than that, why did you all want to get involved in the Come See Me Festival?
Yeah, we just love this community, and we love raising our kids in this community, and they love running. So to see so many families and friends be able to get out, run the course, you know, really challenge themselves mentally and physically, it's just a great activity to have here in Rock Hill.
Now, over the years, this course has taken on a different look. In the last couple of years, we've added the 10K race in addition to the 5K. So let's explain to folks how many options there are for folks to sign up for and what those routes basically look like.
Yeah, that's great. We have a USATF certified 5K and 10K. We've got a 1 mile fun run. So it's running through some great neighborhoods of Rock Hill. You know, we walk the routes, we know it well, and we hope that there's not only the folks that live in those neighborhoods that either they run or they're out in their front yards just cheering on all the runners and all the participants. It's a great course and a great race. So you can go online and actually see the courses so you can prepare and get an understanding of where there may be hills and turns. But it's a great race.
There are a couple of hills, right?
There are hills, so you do need to be prepared for it. But it's a great fun run there at Winthrop Farm and a 5K and 10K.
And this takes place this Saturday, April the 5th. And as Jeb just mentioned, there is a 1 mile fun run, a 5K race, and a 10K race. They do the 5 and 10K races at the same time, but there are arrows pointing runners in the direction that they need to go. And hopefully by now, folks are familiar with the route, and they have plenty of volunteers along the route to point them in the right direction.
You're exactly right. We have a lot of participation from volunteers, over 80 volunteers that support the race. We've already marked some of the course, so there's some signs out, just put out this weekend, 50 signs, you know, letting people be aware of the race. You still have time to sign up, but if you're in the neighborhoods, be aware. There will be some road closures. There will be some traffic, but we're excited about it. We had 793 folks register and participate last year. We've got perfect weather that's coming this Saturday, low 60s for the race. So we're expecting a great turnout for the race this year.
Again, this is the Come See Me Road Races. They will start running on Saturday, April the 5th. The race time is at 7:30. The fun run is at 8 a.m. Jeb just mentioned folks can still sign up. They just do that by going to the Come See Me website.
That's right.
Okay. And then let's talk about packet pickup, when people can pick up all their goodies.
Packet pickup, Friday, April 4th. We are partnering and working with Charlotte Running Company that is over at Riverwalk here in Rock Hill. They have a new address, so make note of that, 652 Herons Ferry Road, Suite 101. Great space, indoor, outdoor. Really check it out. Spend some time there. The availability for packet pickup on Friday is 2:30 to 6:30 p.m., but I will make a note. If you can't do it Friday, come to the race early. So race day, packet pickup at the race site, 7 a.m. to 7:45 a.m.
And the fun run starts at 7:30, and the 5 and 10K races start at 8, followed by the award ceremony. And then, of course, myself and Ashley and Chris, we're all back together again.
We're all back together again.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie, or the Three Stooges, whatever you want to call us. But we'll be out there having some fun and being involved with this. Jeb, when you sign up to do the race, what else do you get? What's some fun perks that you get besides a beautiful route that you get to race around in the city of Rock Hill and support the Come See Me? But do folks get shirts and medals and other prizes?
That's great. Yeah, that's a great point. Yes, pay attention, sign up early. We do have limited shirts and limited awards, but they are available. So Get out there, sign up. We'll have awards, medals, shirts. We've got a ton of food that's going to be out there. We'll have, you know, you name it, after the race, chocolate milk, bananas, oranges, bagels, you name it. So come out and enjoy that. But we'll also have other beverages, pizza, and drinks for both the runners as well as, you know, come prepared with some money to be able to purchase other elements as well for those watching the race.
Well, you did hear him correctly. Chocolate milk. I get it. Like the first time I finished a race and someone said, do you want chocolate milk? I'm like, what? Don't knock it until you try it. And then once you've tried it, it really does help to replenish what you've lost in the race. Jeb, you had what? 793 runners/walkers participate in the Come See Me Road races last year, which was the largest to date. Hopefully we'll break that record again this year. But for those that want to participate, but maybe they're not the strongest runner, or maybe they do like to run, but they're worried about being beaten. What would you say to those individuals? Because you're going to get your runners, you're going to get your walkers. Those are good. But talk to those that are kind of on the fence or in that gray area.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you never know exactly how well you're going to perform until you show up and you get the energy of everybody around you. So come out there. You're going to be challenged, but that's what it's all about. You're going to be mentally challenged, physically challenged, and really you're setting yourself up for the best time you've ever run.
That's
I like that.
Good salesman that good. Right there. Because that's true. You can do all the training in the world, even for those that run a lot.
That's right.
And when you get there and you feel the energy, you know how your race is going to go within one or two steps once you go through the start line.
That's right.
A couple of things when you do the race, you have so many people, to your point, in the neighborhoods bringing the cowbells, having the drink
posters.
Stations. Yeah, so that's really, it fuels those that might be slowing down. And then, of course, at the end, my gosh, as soon as you round that last curve and you can see the straightaway going to the finish line and you have so many people cheering you on.
The music's playing. It's such a great time.
It's a fun experience. And this is a good way to get involved with the Come See Me Festival. It's the Come See Me Road Race Series. It, again, is a 5K, a 10K, and a 1 mile fun run. You can sign up today all the way up until really race time, race day?
Yes, you can sign up race morning.
Okay. That's, you might not get a shirt, though, because you got to.
That's right. Okay. That's right. We're managing this festival. We've got a lot of shirts and a lot of medals, and there's plenty out there right now. But get in there. You'll see it actually in the drop-down when you register, if they're available. So that's great.
And as we mentioned at the top of this interview, Jeb and his wife, Jennifer, they're the team leaders for this Come See Me event, and they also run. And then, Jeb, where are you all in your race around America?
In your journey.
Yeah, we're continuing that journey. It's slowed down a little bit. I think right now we're running around with kids from cheer practices to soccer games and the like. But yeah, we're still in the 20s, but we're continuing on that that path. So we really enjoy getting to see other races around the U.S. Be able to bring back ideas, you know, for our own communities and our own races as well.
Jeb and his wife Jennifer, they're running what, half marathons in every state.
That's right.
In the United States.
That's right.
That's going to be exciting. I've told them they should come back on this show when they're done.
Yeah, I mean, we're cheering you. How many have you done so far?
Let's see here. Actually, Jennifer is one up from me, so I'll tell you the exact number. She's run North Carolina and I haven't, so I had to not run one.
Well, that's an easy one. You can catch up quickly.
I'm one down.
You can catch up quickly.
But you're more than halfway?
Yeah, we're over halfway.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. What an experience. That's a great way to celebrate your love for running, as well as just build that bond between you two. So that's fantastic.
And seeing your country. So
yeah,
that's really cool.
That's exactly right. And then, of course, when you finish all 50, come back on this show and bring your medals. We'd love to see what those look like and just hear some of your experiences. That's going to be really cool.
That's great. I want to call out just a few things.
Sure.
This year, we got some excellent road race sponsors. So First Bank, Haint Blue Design Company, Sam's Club, Schiller Hamilton Law Firm, Trip Leitner Orthodontics, Walk to Campus Properties. And we couldn't do this without the leadership that we get at Come See Me. So Kelly Shannon, Nate Mallard, Chrissy Steen, Emily Smith, thank you.
And thank you. Thank you and Jennifer for doing this as well.
We'll see you out there this Saturday, April the 5th at Winthrop Lake for the Come See Me Road Races, 5K, 10K, and 1 mile fun run. Thanks, Jeb.
And make sure to stay tuned for more Come See Me Festival coverage right here on WRHI, FM 100.1 and AM 1340, your official voice of the Come See Me Festival for 60 years.